We are the Council of Planets looking over this galaxy, and we are concerned with the safekeeping of your galaxy along with many other galaxies which we are connected to. We are now connected to this channel, and before we start to proceed our communication regarding the various questions this channel has placed before us, we would like to warn each of you who shall hear this message to only accept those messages that resonate with your true self, and leave behind those that do not resonate. We are connected today, and we shall try to share our message in the most clear and simple language for your people to understand. However, the language of your Earth planet has the ability of being distorted and has the ability of distorting the true meaning. Therefore, we shall begin this communication in the most simple language terms. Today this channel has requested about the results of the Earth's vibration check that had been conducted on the Earth planet from the month of July, which lasted up to the 8th of August, and what we have found out is that, because of the inbuilt part of many of the entities on your planet, the two aspects of the brain, the left brain and the right brain, are those aspects which determine the experience of each entity. Those who are advanced in using the left brain become analytical, and they become focused on the aspects governing the ego portions of the mind. Many of these people, they begin to develop advanced critical analytical skills, and they forget the truth of their inner core. Furthermore, this started on your Earth planet during the time of the Egyptians, wherein there was a certain entity who decided to create language in the written form, which would lead to the culmination of the activation of the left portion of the mind. This left portion of the moment began to be intensely used amongst your people, leading to your people being over analytical and their consciousness being trapped on the focus of the self. If this had not happened on the Earth planet, your planet who would have been able to rise up in the level of consciousness because of those beings who focus primarily on the right side or the right brain, which is concerned with the connection and intuition with the true self, this right brain would lead entities into higher levels of consciousness, because of this connection and activation of the right side of the brain amongst your people would lead to a faster awakening on your planet. As the results of the vibration test upon your planet was conducted by us, and we had sent many of our checkup beings in order to check the planetary vibration of each hemisphere, we are of the opinion that your planet's vibration can be divided into two subsections: the Western Hemisphere along with some parts of the Eastern Hemisphere, which does not amount to much, can be placed into the spiritual side of the planet Earth. In these parts of the planet many entities have chosen to awaken, and they are now revolting or realizing the tyranny caused by the elites, whose main purpose is to put a control on the masses of people. The Western Hemisphere's people are also connected with their right brain much more often than those in the Eastern Hemisphere. We are talking about the proportion of entities not in a single level basis but based upon the collective consciousness. The left portion of the Earth planet is at a higher vibration compared to that of the East. This has also occurred because of many of the distortions of control and the distortion of the messages that were previously shared amongst those people on the Eastern Hemisphere, which created this gap of consciousness because of the rules that were created. The people on the Western side of your planet have realized the control of the elites on the planet is slowly diluting the freedom of your people. Each entity on your planetary sphere is now realizing the control that the elites are placing upon each being. Also, the entire planet's vibration is all the positive nature, and Gaia will transition into the fourth density consciousness. However, there will be many entities who will not ascend into higher levels, because maybe all the entities on the Earth planet have not realized that they must also be self-aware. As the difference between the second density and the third density is that the third density is the density of awareness, wherein entities have to be aware of the awareness within their own physical vehicle. Those who lack the self-awareness will find it hard to find the truth of awareness and the oneness amongst other beings. Many entities on your planet only have realized this aspect of awareness of the self, to a percentage which may be considered listed favorable for the planet's vibration. Furthermore, we would like to state that currently on the Earth planet there are a total of 0.9 million potential individualized portions of consciousness that have chosen the path of service to the Creator, and there are 2.7 billion individualized portions of consciousness who have chosen the path of service to others. There are approximately 900,000 wanderers currently incarnated on the Earth planet, whose main purpose is to assist humanity by spreading love and light energies through these times of the transition period. Also, we the Council of Planets have now decided that the guidance that will be provided to your people will be based upon the teachings of the ability to rise above the level of the reptilian part of the mind, of the second density physical vehicle which you now inhabit into. Your consciousness may be of a later third density type, but the physical vehicle is that of a second density consciousness. Also remember that since your mind or the reptilian part of the mind is concerned with creating fear and all other lower aspects that govern the survival mode. Since at this time, the negative-oriented entities who have launched themselves in the Martian planet are working with your elites to trigger this part of the mind, and their last purpose and their last trial is to spread fear amongst your people by triggering the reptilian portions of your mind. In order to rise above in the future time spaces of communications, we shall share many of the methodologies to rise above the reptilian portions of the mind and to stay connected with your true inner self. Furthermore, this aspect of the left side of the brain is primarily concerned with the analytical aspects, like we stated before, and those entities who only have a glimpse or use the right side of the brain have more of a chance of ascending and accessing the unmanifested energies that are being accessed by some entities in order to reach higher levels, and also to create new aspects in the form of new knowledge which was not available to those entities whose primary objective is to use the left portion of the brain. Therefore, the right side of the mind is concerned with intuition and all other creative aspects of awakening of consciousness. We as the Council of Planets are not here to infringe upon the free will, but just here to share that those who shall rely heavily on the left portion of the mind or the egoic portions of the mind, shall find it harder to connect with their true self and also access these higher energies. Let us tell you how the ego portions of the mind affect the planetary consciousness based upon the past experiments conducted by us in the various galaxies, in the so-called Sirius star planet prior to 10 million years ago. An experiment was conducted wherein the Sirius planetary sphere had inhabitants in the third density consciousness that had a leaning towards or a bias towards the right side of the brain complex, and the other planet, the Sirius B planet, had a leaning towards the left side. In the pathway of evolution, the first planet which had entities rely heavily on the right side or able to ascend and graduate at a considerably least amount of time. Then, the other planet in which entities who had relied on the left portions of the mind developed an egoic aspect, which lead to the destruction of the planets. Furthermore, we also realize that some of the portions of the egoic mind were needed in order to make entities realize the contrast of being detached from the creative source and leaning towards self-gratification of the ego-created mind patterns. After the experiments were decided, we decided to include 70% bias towards the ego portions of the mind. In another experiment conducted in the Martian planet, which also led to the destruction of the Mars planet and the cycle of evolution, and hence after this we created your human physical vehicles along with the support from the beings known as the Elohim Collective, who also guided in creating a 60% bias towards egoic patterns in the mind and a leaning towards the left hemisphere of the brain. This also was found to be less effective on the Earth planet. How was the last graduation on the Earth planet was almost unfound. Now our plan after the vibration test is to initiate a triggering of the right side of the brain where the balance between the right and the left side portions of the brain on the Earth entities. This will allow a greater choice. However, we don't know what choice will be made by various entities on the long run, while encountering this bias. This aspect will begin triggering from the coming months after the 22nd of August, as each being needs guidance from its own concerned higher self to achieve this balance. Because without the guidance of the higher self, they may forget that they are in the third density consciousness, which is the density of self-awareness or the awareness of the self. Furthermore, we the Council of Planets, disconnect now.